Grandpa Howard sat in an armchair watching Milton. In no time at all, Snuggles, resting on Milton's chest, was purring blissfully. The purring was so strong that it made Milton feel warm and tingly inside, all through his chest and back. This set Milton to wondering.
Grandpa,
Milton asked,
how can Snuggles be so happy after just being beaten up?
Milton, cats are not like humans. Snuggles can easily let go of what happened yesterday, and he doesn't worry about tomorrow. He lives in the now. That's why he's happy even though not long ago Brutus was attacking him. Most people don't live in the now because they think of yesterday or tomorrow most of the time. And a lot of the time they are unhappy.
Milton paused for a moment, then asked,
the now? What does that mean, Grandpa? What's the now?
Milton?
Yes, Grandpa?
Pay attention to what's around you. Look. Listen.
Then, spreading his arms as wide as he could, Grandpa said,
this is the now.
Oh, wow!
Exclaimed Milton.
Wherever you are,
said Grandpa,
that's the now. You just have to pay attention.
Grandpa,
Milton asked,
can you always live in the now like Snuggles?
Sometimes I can,
said Grandpa Howard.
But no, not always.
Just then, Milton's mom called from the kitchen.
Come and get your breakfast, Milton, or you'll be late for school.
That day at school, he watched out for Carter. He looked for him down the halls. In the lunchroom. In the bathroom. And on the playground.